than 15 minutes left. So kindly try your best again. If it helps you, you might like to first go and make sure that the whole mantra is there. And then you might like to concentrate by really entering the mantra through the first hari. And then you can chant on a spiritual platform where you, the soul, approaches Lord Krishna. 15 more minutes. Try your best. We will now come to the conclusion of our 64 rounds day, at least the part where we do it in a group. But please know you can of course continue to chant even if you have completed 64 or more. It's not so much about numbers, but it is about really being with Krishna and associating with him in the form of the holy name. So we will now sing a very brief kirtan. Let us see how your kirtan experience is now, because by now you should be a little bit more, let me say, Krishna-rized. And kirtan could be different. Now let us really see, is this good with the buzzing thing, or should we try without buzzing?
I think when we have to instrument the buzzing, we'll fade away.
Yeah, okay, then we will sing a little loud. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Difficult in japa, though all this be present, but when we do kirtan with so many devotees, it should be easy if you make an effort to really address Krishna, sing for him. Please sing now.
Hare Krishna. Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Yeah.
So Hare Krishna, this was your 64-round stay in Sri Ramayapur. I would just like to have a very, very quick show of hands, just to see how did it go for you. Yes?
It's quite challenging to overcome all the sudden bodily needs and to conquer the minds, but the experience was amazing. I'm not a fantastic chanter. I hope I will become one, but just to have it done for today, the first time in my life, 64 rounds, that means something. Very grateful.
Congratulations. Other devotees, please comment. Yes, Martin.
I got to the second one of 16. I
couldn't acoustically understand you.
I did them in 16.
Yes.
So the second lot of 16, I didn't think I was going to make it. I was giving up on myself. I don't think I can do this. But, you know, just because we're with the group of the devotees, I guess the momentum just kept carrying me. So thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. The momentum of the group has carried you. Mm-hmm. Yes. Very good.
He was... very new experience to realize that the number is actually not important. I forgot actually how much I was supposed to chant. I just tried to be with each mantra and with each name. And this is actually very fulfilling and can go on for a long time, for many rounds.
Maybe I should repeat because I know it. For me, it was very fulfilling to really forget about the number and just be with each mantra. And I could see, I could do many, many rounds like this because of the inner fulfillment.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday I mentioned that what is the difference between devotees and Mayavadi. And I catch myself that I am reading my heart. And today I try to change it and follow your instructions. And yesterday she said that we should try chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and through our mouths to the ears of Krishna, to chant like that. And I tried yesterday and today especially, and it changed everything. It's changed mood, it's changed motivation, everything, and changing also. And especially... But it was working. I tried to concentrate for some time. And it was harder sometimes because I tried to catch my mind, but he was far away. But because of the session, all the devotees and you and Ventus Maharani, the peers, my mind just, I don't know, maybe not 100%, but 80% here, right here. And I don't want to go anywhere. I threw off my counter. At the beginning, I think how many times we have, because I know that maybe this is the first and the last time when I can be in this association and chant all this time with Maharaj and all these devotees. And I try to, what time? Then I don't care. Just me now, okay, this moment.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
That was a lot to what you said, but I think we all understood it was very, we could hear it was coming from the heart. Yes, Maharaji.
It has already been 1 year since the last time I chanted 64, so I was very afraid that I couldn't make it. But somehow or other, the first 32 rounds were very smooth and amazing and ecstatic, and Krishna was giving so many realizations. And then suddenly I started thinking, oh, this is so easy, maybe I can just start doing this every day, and Krishna is giving me so many realizations, and suddenly everything lost. And then I was chanting, and I realized when you were speaking about the joy yesterday, so I felt it, and I was thinking like, oh my God, how do you deal with this? So I was trying to pray and like do all the steps that you were saying. And those 16 rounds were almost hellish. Oh. But then slowly, the other 16 got better.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you. So nice to hear your realizations. I would like to say something which Urijan Prabhu always emphasizes on a retreat. When we do such a thing and do something which most of us are not habituated of doing, we really enter a new space. And what we encounter in this new space, it's called technically a liminal space, you know, what we encounter, what we see, what we meet in this new space is very necessary for our spiritual growth. Krishna puts exactly those signposts into this space which we need in order to find our way. You know, someone may experience, for instance, dryness, or another person experiences an amazing change between absolute bliss and deepest desperation, or yet another person might just notice that what happens is absolutely not under his or her control. It seems to be beyond technique. It seems as if there is someone looking whom we don't see, who just puts some obstacles in our way, or some realizations, or anything. When you do such a thing as a 64 rounds day, you can, which by the way, because we don't do it, is maybe something extraordinary. There are devotees in Mayapur who do this very regular, I mean each day, and all over the world more the number of devotees is increasing who do this, but they usually like to stay anonymous. They don't want that their names are published on Facebook or somewhere, because they feel they do this, it's between them and Krishna really. For most of us, or many of us, it's really entering a new zone. And I want to assure you, whatever happens there is just right. It is just what you need at this stage or level of your Krishna conscious life. And it is placed there, what happens there is placed there by Krishna personally, who sees that you are trying to make contact with him, and who now acts in the form of the holy name in a way whereby which you can make contact. I heard that tomorrow you will have a reflection day under the guidance of Mahatma Prabhu, who's very good in leading such sessions. You will reflect what happened for you. And that's very important because, you know, you're entering into a communication with Krishna, and then all of a sudden, and then something happens, and you should be aware what happens. You should reflect on what happens. You should know what happens. So a reflection day is very good. Another thing I would like to say, something which is very important for me to say, that when we do such an effort, it is like drilling deep for gold. Or you could say for nectar water. You know, it's drilling deep for nectar. And before you can hit on the nectar which is underneath, you need to really go deep. We just did this in Sridham Radhakund. We were digging really deep, a deep hole, because we needed to see something with the water, that it's called the Grundwasser, the ground level water. We had no ideas. We had to go 3 meters deep. We thought it's only 1 meter. But as we were growing deep, removing one layer of earth after the other, and finally went where the water was, I noticed this is what we do when we chant. We go deeper, we drill deeper, and deeper until we hit water. What happened to us at Radhakund when we went deep? All of a sudden we found a Giriraj Shila, a beautiful Giriraj Shila, which I believe is analogous. When you are prepared to go deep with the Hare Krishna mantra, you will find Krishna. See, sometimes devotees leave the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to find their treasures of spiritual life somewhere else. That always happened in all movements. And I always feel, in a way, I can understand the devotees, but I feel very sorry, because they will need to drill in whatever process they now do. They need to apply the same effort, because Krishna says he reveals himself in the degree of someone's surrender and endeavor. You know. No, so I always say, why not keep drilling with the Hare Krishna mantra? You know, it is revealed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is authorized, therefore, because he's God. Great acharyas have described it, and so on. But my dear devotees, you need to be prepared in your spiritual life to go deep, to drill deep until you get the water. Whatever path you follow, now we are with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process, that you need to drill deep. But you must know one thing: in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process, the holy name, chanting the holy name, there is one element which is giving a lot of strength, and that is Nam Kripa, the mercy of Krishna. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes this. Oh, here's my devotee, Krishna thinks. He sees when you are trying. Oh, here's my devotee. He tries to meditate and chant, but because he is new, he cannot yet do this in full perfection. But he is trying. And as Krishna watches the chanter, it is described that the lake of his heart, the heart is like a lake, becomes moved, as if there is a wind, and moves, and waves of mercy begin to build and spill out of his heart to the chanter. So this wonderful assurance is there. You are not alone in this process. Krishna hears you on whatever level you try. And because Krishna is so grateful, kritagya is a Sanskrit word, he can see, hears someone chanting it. It is inconceivable how his heart is moved. His heart is moved by the one who is very, who's already very accustomed to doing it, but his heart is also moved, and maybe even specially moved by the young, by the one who does this and who struggles really hard. And in due course of time, Krishna's mercy to the chanter will come. You know, Ajamir chanted. He chanted just one name, Narayan, and he didn't even mean the Supreme Lord. He was thinking of his son who was 5 years old and playing nearby and couldn't understand that his father was dying and needed him. So he screamed, Narayan! But the Lord heard this one name and thought, Sridhar Swami explained, this person has chanted my name. He belongs to me. I must make an arrangement now so that he can come to me. This is what goes on. You may only see what goes on your side. I'm struggling, or I'm blissful, or I'm joyful, or I'm miserable. I'm exhausted, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, I never will eat again. You will feel I throw away my mobile and phone and become a chanter of 64 rounds each day. Whatever goes on your side, that is what you are aware. But much more important than what goes on your side is what goes on Krishna's side. Do you agree? I want to say it's not important. It's heartwarming what you said. It's really nice. But let's not forget, there is someone who listens to your chanting. It's the person whose name you chant. And he is moved and makes an arrangement for you. So keep on chanting 64 rounds. I have heard that on this Kirtan Academy there will be ample opportunities to chant 64 rounds. It will be arranged like this. Do you want to know what went on for me?
Yes.
Well, first I thought, I'm teaching and I'm tired, I have to do so much. I'm not sure if I will really chant all the time. Maybe I take a healthy rest under a tree somewhere and just come and inspect you from time to time. But then I noticed something which I have not noticed at other places. I noted that there was some special atmosphere, and I have no other explanation that this was the atmosphere of Sridhar Mayapur, which is totally under the control of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who revealed Krishna's holy name. And I really, first of all, I thought maybe I'm just imagining, maybe it's the good association of all of you, and maybe. But I then I began to test it, and just, okay, I stay with this. I'm maybe tired, but I will do this. I will chant all the time which I have here. And then all of a sudden, I felt really something, a quality of response which I have in that form. It's unique. It's unique to this dharma. This is what I can say, and I'm really, I thought I saw everything. I also had the same reaction as you. I'm also a little spontaneous. I thought, let me just stop everything. I just go to Mayapur. I will build myself one of these huts here, which are far away from civilization, and I will just lock myself up and chant. For a moment, I thought this idea. Then I thought,
we'll cultivate this idea.
We can build right in. No, you would get bored of me very quickly. Then I thought maybe it's not yet the time, but I really felt this spontaneous craziness, you know. I don't want to say craziness. Enthusiasm. I'm sorry. This, you know, not considering anything else, just so super enthusiastic. I mean, I I would be crucified if I would do this. I have a large team who tries to work with me, it won't be trouble, you know. But anyways, I just felt this spontaneous enthusiasm. I want to encourage you for the rest of your Kirtan Academy attendance. Please take this time very serious. It's an investment into your eternal life. It's really a solid investment into your eternal spiritual life with Krishna. I'm sorry, you have a hint.
I'm just wondering, in the next 3 months, will you come back?
In the next year, I'm tempted. I'm tempted. I see, it's like this. I have to realize one project. It's called the Vedic Way. I have 96 devotees working with me on this. And it's really an operation. And I'm not as free any longer as I was when I was young. So I have to make, because they put their life into this, and if I go out, it's irresponsible towards them. But you will see me again, don't worry. I mean, you will also see me in the days to come, because you will remember. This Maharaj said this and this and this and this. I want to say, those who wish to stay in contact, maybe someone can just give me a white envelope, please. No, not an empty one. Yes. Thank you so much. I would like to request you, if you wish to stay. See, my team publishes training newsletters. They appear every 2 months or maybe now every month, I don't know. And they are only 2 pages long. They're not spoiling your email. And they have training. And I know that the coming newsletter will be on chanting. It will be on a... Oh, you even have wow, very advanced here. So you can write in your, if you wish to receive it, and in this way we can stay in contact, you please write down your email, but please don't write it in the handwriting of a doctor, that is someone who really goes all over the place and you can't read it. Make an effort to read it very nice, because to write it very nice, because I will give it to the person in charge of this, Dushya Krishna. So, good. I will place this here, and with this I'm ending this session. Thank you so much for attending. It has been such a rewarding time with you, because I do this very often in the West, retreats. I do it a little different than here, but it's something I regularly do. It has been very rewarding for my own Krishna consciousness to do it here in the Holy Dham, the Mercy Dham, and with you. Really, I'm very moved and very thankful. And please tell me, please excuse me, forgive me if I'm sometimes saying something which upsets you a little, I'm doing it on purpose to take you out of the comfort zone, but there is a good intention behind it. But maybe I'm sometimes a little bit outspoken, and since I don't know very good English, I sometimes slip into an area where I don't know, is it all right to say it like this or not? So please forgive me if there were any heavy statements which I made. So thank you very much. May Lord Gauranga bless you. May you be good chanters. May you get this Naam, Ruchi, this taste in the holy name, which is something which only Gauranga Mahaprabhu can give us. Hare Krishna. I will give the microphone now to one of our organizers. I don't know who of you. Yashomati, I see you approaching.
Maharaj, if you want to run ahead with the Dogonga, I got a few messages from Narugopal.
Oh, yeah.
Expecting you. I'll get there. You can start. The mother always eats after, anyway.
Well, I mean, we will be fast anyway.
You will go with me?
I will drive.
Go quickly because he's waiting.
Oh.
I can close that.
We have a very important appointment with a devotee, Narugopal Prabhu, who has been very cooperative and supports the Kirtan Mela from Kirtan Academy.
Both.
In very important ways. We couldn't do as much as we can do without his help. So we cannot let him wait, unfortunately. So you please listen to Yashomati, and I will just sneak out.